This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in the Mishnah Sofrim, and I'm going to start off Bershus Reb David Hirsch, the author of the Per Halacha. We were zeichet to hear Divrei Chizuk from him, and just want to take a minute of his time. We want to show how we learn every day. This is how we learn. We put up the Mishnah Sofrim. We put up the Per Halacha, and this way everybody could see the diagrams. So, Bershus Reb David Hirsch, and also officially asking permission to be able to, you know, have this copy up from the Sefer. We begin Ois Nun. Ois Nun Kefufa. Okay. Yasa Roisha Kamoi Roish Hazayin. The head of the Nun should be like the head of a Zayin. So, if you look in diagram one, the top of the Nun is similar to a Zayin. It has the same head, which is squared. It has the tagim on top. The gimel tagim ala, velo yoiser, and not more. In other words, velo yoiser rochav me rosh hazayin should not be wider than the head of a zayin. If you look in diagram two, in the blackened part, if you make it wider, then it will look like a beis. Velo tehevi doim el beis emiyah rochav ma yoiser. So that's not similar to a beis if it's a little bit wider. Again, Rabbi Hirsch, it's really, I shouldn't be speaking in front of you, but, you know, we're just Laman to give you some nachas to Kedusha. Okay. Umitamze yasa gam kein moishava lamata moshach l'tzad smal. For the same reason, you should make the base below drawn out to the left side. So that is in diagram three. You should make the base of the Nun sort of drawn out to the left side more than the head so that it doesn't look like a beis and a chaf. A yoisim and haroish, kadei shalei zdam lebeis or lechaf. I mean, in other words, you don't want it to be parallel to the top, because if it's parallel to the top, you may think it's a beis or a chaf. This way, the bottom is a little bit longer than the top is. The neck that's drawn from the middle of its head should be a little bit wide, like you see in number five. Here, let's make it a little bit bigger. So you don't want the neck coming out of the top, again, which looks like a zayin. You don't want it to be just like pinpoint. You want it to have some body to it. The aruch ktsas, and a little bit long, umuta l'tzad yamin, right? They changed the girsa here, and that goes to tikkunim. It's tilted toward the right side. Kedei lahasmech ois eitzel roishai. So basically, the bottom protrudes more to the left, but the top extends more back to the right. And this way, if you needed to get a letter on top close to the nun, you have room to do that. You want the nun on the bottom to be rounded toward the right side. Okay. Im asa hanun kafufa lamala suras vav. Let's say the nun above you made instead of like zayin. So zayin is it's squared and the neck is coming out of the middle. But what if you made it like a nun where the neck is coming out of the right end? So then, that the prima gadol leaves as a tzarchian because it doesn't look like a zayin at on the top. Instead, it looks like a vav. And Rabbi Kiva Eger brings this prima gadol in his chidushim. From the nachlas David, it's masha b'diavad, it's kosher, but the prima gadol is not so sure. The levush is also mashma that it would be okay. Why? At the end of his listing of the tmunas ha'oisiyos, he lists those items that are ma'akeh b'chalois. He leaves out, he does not write that if it's a vav on the top of the nun instead of a zayin, it's pasul. That implies that b'di'evit would not be ma'akev. V'al kalponim. Nira Pashut, the Afladasa Prima Gadim, Mahani Tikon, that even according to the Prima Gadim, who is Masupik, whether you're yoytzei or not. So you think, well, if you're masuk for yoytzei, how could you fix it? Why? Even tefillin and mezuzos. Isn't it going to be shaloi kasidran? No. What do you do? Here, interesting etza. What you do is, dahainu sheyigur tchila ktsas meiro shalatzad smile. Like in diagram 8, so you have a full nun, like the nun that appears in 7. You're going to scrape off a little bit of the left side. But v'loi harbe, not too much. You want to leave a little bit of the head. And then, so not like in bays. And then you're going to add a little bit of a head to the right side. So this, I think we would understand, this is not chayk tuchais, because you're not creating a letter by scraping. You're still going to be moisiv to the guf ha'ois, right? You're just scraping so that at the end of the day, it's a balanced head on the top. So this is not an issue of chag tuchais. Kedei sheyishar adayin tmunas nun alav. You're going to scrape just a bit so for it to retain its image of a nun. Va'acher kach yosef alav diyoy letzad yamin. Then you'll add ink to the right side. La'asoy soy k'may roish hazayin. In order to make it like the head of a zayin. V'loy moyo b'yosef diyoy mitzad yamin levad. So you say, what do you need to scrape? Just do like in diagram 9. Just add to the right side. No, it's the head is going to be wider than a zayin. It's not proper to do this canal, like we mentioned earlier. So, you know, right now in our shul, we're not doing every bir halacha. Be'ezus Hashem, it's like a school for arichas yamim. The next cycle, hopefully, we'll do more. By the way, Rabbi Isai, it's a good thing to learn the ois nun now. So for you in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yeager, and Rabbi Hirsch, you need to know about the nuns for this week's parsha, no? From Bahaloischa. You need to know how to make the upside down nuns. I'm not sure if the upside down nuns is a mamish exactly like a nun just upside down, but you need to know about the nun. And for us also, we got a little bit of a jump start. We got a jump start on the nun. Fine. That's the nun kafufa. If you don't mind bearing with us, we're gonna do the nun pshuta. Suras ois nun pshuta. Look, we came prepared. Next page. That's page 305. Okay, ois nun pshuta. Toyar tsurasa kamay zayin. It looks like a zayin. Vigimel tagan arosha with 3 tagan on its head. Ach shehi aruka kishir shate ruilayas is nun kfufa. You want it to be long enough that you could take the bottom and bend it, that it would be a nun kefufa. So the length of it, it's the same length as a nun. It's just the nun kefufa is bent, and this is pshuta. Not less than 4 hens worth. So, Rabbi Hirsch, maybe you could help us out with the kulmas. The kulmas, yes, is what? The width of the pen? How do we explain that?
It's, if you look at the beginning of the Sefer, Os Aleph.
I don't have it on my screen. I see in diagram 7, Oive Kulmos, Nikra Roichav Hakav. Hayotzim in Hakulmos Kishu Koisev. So Kulmos is the,
picture number 7, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the width of the Kulmos. Width of the Kulmos. When I did it, initially I had it perpendicular. How they're right, slight angle.
Say that again, I didn't, it was a little choppy.
The picture on number 7, page the kulmus is at an angle.
Right.
So that's how they write. It's not the really the thickness, it's a little bit thicker than a kulmus. Prot.
One second.
That's called the kulmus, ovi kulmus.
The ovi kulmus is what comes out of the pen when the pen is held on a bit of an angle?
Yeah, because that's how he's writing.
That's how he's writing. Okay. But if he would hold it straight, then it would come out even thicker. Or
It
no?
would no, it would be narrower. Would it? No,
Yeah.
you're right. It would be thicker. You're
It would
right.
be thicker if he would hold it straight. So Mole Komus is in the way that the okay. Now, is there an objective standard, or if a cipher has a thicker komus, then everything has to be lefi that, and if it's thinner, or there's a specific measurement komus.
Well, there's no. They used to make nowadays they start using metal coolness in plastic. They used to make with a feather. When I learned
Right.
Sophos, you made with a feather, turkey feather. So it was different every time. But you try to make it so it fits in nicely with kasaf, with the sirtut on the cloth.
Okay, so the length of the nun, the final nun, is four, not less than Dalet Kumasim with its gaga. So you have one, two, three, four, perfectly in the grid. Vimasar Kitsara, if you made it too short, like in diagram three. So now we have a question, and maybe it resembles a Zion. You bring a kid, an average kid, and you have him do tzitzis. He's not too smart, he's not too foolish. If he sees it as a zayin, it's possible. V'imashach hakav ha'aruch mikzei roishai vav. What if you didn't put the line in the middle, but rather you put it on the end? Now it looks like a vav, arucha. You would think that's for sure pasul. I mean, if somebody made instead of a zayin, they made a vav, it's pasul. So why would this be any different? But maybe because there's only one choice here. When you see it long, it's a final nun. So it's just you made a final nun like a vav. So the prima gadam is mesupah. Achshar achroinim, the shar ephraim, the gan hamelech, hiskimo bezel psul. That if you made a long vav instead of a long zayin, it's not going to be good. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for joining us today. We thank Rav David Hirsch for joining us 2 days in a row. What is the chassid is? And we really get tremendous hana from your sefer. Thank you very much, Tiskel Mitzvahs. And we're giving you a little bit of time till we get to Erevin to help us out. It should be b'siyata d'shmaya. Many, many more.
Yeah.
Okay, have a good day, everyone. Kol tov. Kol tov. Thank you. Thank
Oh,
you.
I think the difference between
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.